Tens of thousands of people are gathering in Belgium for the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo. That bloody conflict was the final defeat for Napoleon by a coalition of his enemies. The reenactment is drawing fans of history, wannabe soldiers, and tourists. And though he may have lost, Napoleon is still a big draw. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was there and sent this report.
With 6,000 people dressed in period costumes wandering around the countryside near Waterloo, there were bound to be a few interesting situations. Like when Napoleon jumped out of a car at an intersection where the police had blocked a road, a crowd begins to gather as the spunky 19th century French emperor takes on modern-day Belgian traffic cops. We've got Napoleon here, says one policeman into his walkie-talkie. The fervor for Waterloo is huge, and the reenactors take it very seriously. For the last week, they've been living in camps or bivouacs and holding drills, cooking in cast-iron pots over campfires, and soaking in the atmosphere. Matthias Kretschmar has been dressing as a Prussian officer and participating in mock battles for the last 25 years. He says playing this role, especially at Waterloo, is intoxicating.
This is a history you can touch, you can feel, and you can live inside. It's not only a book you can read, you can have the taste, you can have the feeling.
Emilio Multari from Bordeaux says reenacting a battle is like stepping into another life. The adrenaline and stress of the battle transport you, and it's sometimes hard not to want to rewrite history.
Surtout qu'on sait ce qu'il aurait pu se faire.
Especially because we know their mistakes. We know how close this battle was. For instance, if Napoleon could have stopped the Prussians from linking up with the British in Wellington, the outcome would have been completely different.
Reenactors in Napoleon's Imperial Guard sing songs from the time about the hardships they endure. Soldiers from all sides were exhausted and famished. The only thing there was plenty of was wine. Napoleon may have lost the Battle of Waterloo and spent the remainder of his life in exile, but people of every nationality here are fascinated by the emperor's image of self-made man and military genius. Historian Howard Brown, who's written about Napoleon, says the French general inspired complete loyalty from his troops because he promoted them on merit and got down in the dirt with them.
Napoleon doesn't work like Wellington did, strictly through the officers and disdain the men. He was quick to get onto the field of battle after the carnage and find heroes and decorate them in front of others at all ranks.
Many women are playing male soldiers in the reenactment. They're also playing women of the day. Uta Grab and Nicole Meyer, who describe themselves as Prussians, are pulling children in a wagon with baskets of bread on their backs.
You're a wife of a soldier?
Yeah.
Is this how it worked? The wives came?
Yeah.
And gave water and a little bit food and everything.
But when it was very violent, did they run away or...
No, they stayed there.
Yeah.
But they didn't bring their children.
Sometimes, sure. Yes, because they couldn't stay alone.
It's the whole family.
The reenactment is glorious. Colorful soldiers on horseback sweep across the green wheat fields as cannons fire and 100,000 spectators look on from grandstands. The real Battle of Waterloo was one of Europe's bloodiest. In one day, in a small area of farmland, some 50,000 men and 10,000 horses lay dead and dying. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Waterloo, Belgium.